Good morning, audio morning brief of the U.S. stock market. It's the December 31, 9:33 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point. Putting up the grain video right now, or we're actually just still processing it, but we're going to work on the weekly update for the stock market in a few minutes here and get that posted for you and call it a day and finish the year here. Next week I'll do a monthly update that's long-term only and super long-term for the stock market. All right, where we are for just near-term, some of the fast stuff going on in the market. We've seen a little profit-taking, year-end profit-taking. It looks like, for the moment, they're fairly calm about this. It looks like in recent days here, we've had a level four top pulled down to level four bottom, popped it to a record high as of yesterday, but maybe it was the day before, but and then eased it back. The model's assuming we've seen a level three top, but I got to warn you, it's the earliest allowed. So there could be some complications next week when it looks bullish and then all of a sudden it's bearish again. And we'll have to start over with all that level three top calling business, okay? But right at the moment, we're saying we got a top. Now, the model's saying that, in theory, a level three bottom can actually occur today. And yes, it can be that short. Most of the time, it takes several days of trending. But we get into some situations where, boy, it was spanned like 2 days and that's it, okay? In addition, there's a minor rule violation here in some of our weekly, monthly data and patterns that suggests we really should wait to next week for that level three bottom. All right, so we're not calling a level three bottom. I just got to warn you, something strange could occur here that it actually bombs today and they buy it every single day next week, okay? But I wouldn't rule out maybe a pop, you know, later today on into Monday, Tuesday for a level four, set it back Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe that's our level three bottom. All of this I don't think is going to matter all that much. I think it's just consolidation. The Santa Claus rally is over for some people, or will be today. For other people, they say, no, it lingers into early Jan. I don't care what they say. Basically, as we zoom out, this whole business of level three top, level three bottom I'm talking about now and through next week, okay, is just a zigzag and more zig, meaning more bullish, more up move in a larger trend that's up into late January, early Feb, that began back in October, and it's the primary, most important trend we track and follow during a year. There's 12 major groups of traders trading by the minutes to trading moves of several months. They all help create that very important trend, and we need to track it well because it also helps us in our long-term timing. Bottom line is nothing has changed. We have near-term targets of around 48.19 to 48.30s for the March S&P 500 futures. The cash would be just a little bit higher than that. And my gut feeling is that they're going to actually rally this today. Let me double-check on some of the real-time quotes for the S&P 500. Just to be safe, see if we got any open volatility going on, because it was weak last night, and then they started bringing it back. Okay, I have the cash up five now. That's looking good to me. It just feels like we can put a level four interweek bottom in today, and it really doesn't matter whether it puts the level three in or not right now. I think that's going to delay. So I think they're going to try to keep this as a firm tone today, and I think it's going to be a firm tone to start the year off on Sunday night and Monday, the new year, that is, okay? And I wouldn't be too concerned. I said I wanted to see some weakness to start the month off. I'm now thinking if this market's only going to rally to the 4900s or the upper 4800s going into late January, then we could have a slide back from 4900 to, say, 4700, maybe a little below 4700, and put the low in for the year as well as the low in for January, and then just see, or I should say put the low in for the year as of February. So we'll explain all that in the weekly update. Just try to stay focused here. I just don't see anything bad enough to disrupt this market. We got to be bullish into late January. Then we'll start looking for some bad news, bad information, at least a heavy round of profit-taking perhaps. And let's give it a chance. At any rate, don't be surprised. A little setback, some choppiness, some stalling out now into next week. But I think looking 2 weeks out, the market's higher. And also, don't be surprised if the market just keeps on chugging higher all of next week. It's that kind of market. They haven't bought enough yet. I think they're going to continue to buy to late January, and then something's make them going to take some profits, or they're just going to say they have to back off, that they've pretty much spent all the money they're going to spend on the market, at least for that leg of this long-term bull market. So what if something goes wrong and they get a little crazy on us and sell us a little harder? I doubt it's going below 4,700 anytime soon here. If they dip it below 4,750, I think you'll just see them snap it back up here. So best forecast for today, I'm going to go with the bulls. Best forecast next week could get a little sloppy on us, but I think it probably ends on the firm side. And then the best forecast for January is it's going to be mostly an up month for the U.S. stock market. And the weekly update, we will go over the outside markets like oil, dollar, interest rates, and some of those. And I'll give you a little insight for a 2022 forecast, although most of that will be saved for next week for the monthly update. All right, have a great day. It looks like to me there's no reason to do any selling here. We just finished the year off. And we'll reevaluate next week. Past results, not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great holiday. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Thank you.